turnovers. You guys forced 34 of them, and I was wondering if there was ever a point when you guys got into a game where you said, "Hey, we need to make a play," and how that kind of comes about.
It's probably a lot of times, and you know, in the middle of a game, going back and forth, and you know, one of the guys is just like, "Someone step up. We got to make a play." And whether that's getting a turnover, going with three and out, just something to, you know, spring the team and get the offense back on the field and give us opportunity to try to put points on the board. So a couple of times throughout games we'll say that, you know, somebody make a play, let's make a big play.
I'm wondering if that goes up or down. Like the last couple of weeks when you guys had to play from behind, do you guys say, "Hey, we got to get the football back and get the offense a chance to get another," or how does that work when you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes it's said, but we feel like on defense, that's our focus. When we go out there is how quick can we get the ball back to the offense? Can we do it in one play? Can we do it in three plays? So that's always the goal, get the ball back to the offense.
And is there confidence when you have an offense that I think they scored on 26 of the 34 turnovers?
Exactly. We know if we can get them the ball, they'll put some kind of points on the board more times than not. So we know just get them the ball.
I know you're now a defensive back and not a corner, but have you thought about whether that's in your future, whether that's a one game, whether you like playing safety versus corner?
Just play football. I think the majority of guys that's on this team are football players before anything else. No matter what position you see them at, you see guys on our team, you know, all around, all over the field, you know. Sometimes you guys see Julian line up at receiver. Sometimes you see him line up on defense. So I think the focus is just be a football player.
You ask for some wide receiver reps then, wouldn't that only be there?
If the coaches want me to, I'll do it.
You guys are getting healthier now at this point in the season. Would it be beneficial to go into the playoffs with kind of like the four starters, I guess, in the defensive backfield that you went into the regular season with?
I don't even remember who the first four we went in, but you know, whoever's healthy, whoever's out there, that's how we're going to take the field and that's how we're going to play. And some weeks it changes, so we'll just go from there. And once guys are out there, you're the starter, so you got to play like it.
One thing Mayo and Vince have both said sort of independently is that they really like the character of this team, which I guess maybe you can tell in how you guys have come back. I don't know. But is there a way that you can tell the character? Are you kind of with them on that?
Yeah, that's one way. You could just tell how, you know, there's no change in this team no matter what. You know, if we're up a lot, if we're down, if it's a tight game, we know guys are going to come out, they're going to compete, and they're going to work hard. And I think we all can trust in each other that, you know, we can trust that the guy next to me is working just as hard as me, and I think that enables us to go out there and play and play for each other and leave it all out there.
How impressive is it when a guy like Sterling Moore, who was free agent, he's here, he's caught, he comes back, and has a game like he had the other day? Does that really show the commitment of depth of guys who, you know, may have just been added to the team, or it's everybody back there that you depend on
him? And I think most of the credit goes to him. You know, a guy who's been here and he's been at different positions and just preparing and staying ready to play, and he got an opportunity to go out there and he made plays. So I think most of the credit just goes to, you know, the work ethic that he has and what he's put into this team, and it shows that when he got out there and made plays.
You going to enjoy sitting on your couch this weekend while everybody beats themselves up?
Yeah, I mean, it's always kind of cool to watch football games and just be a spectator and a fan.
It's obviously different playing in a playoff game. Is it different watching a playoff game? I mean, not that you get a lot of chances to watch games, but do you see the difference when you're watching on TV?
No, I mean, football's football, and I think, you know, it might be a little more intensity. The crowd might be a little different, you know, more into, but every time guys step on the field, they're trying to win, so I think the games, you know, they play out the same.
How much do you guys work on drills and practice to force turnovers? Will you focus on turnovers, getting the ball away, or things like that? Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah, I mean, we do a bunch of different drills. You know, some of them, you know, just the basis of defense, tackling, you know, catching the ball, turnovers, footwork drills. So throughout practice and throughout this whole year, we've done numerous amounts of drills on, you know, catching the ball, strip. So it's just a bunch of different defensive drills.